Spotlight.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight. My name is Rajesh Lake. Today we turn our focus to a striking trend emerging from the latest assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. Remarkably high voter turnout. In an era often marked by voter apathy, in parts of the world, these states have demonstrated an energized electorate stepping out in large numbers. What lies behind this surge? Is it a sign of deepening democratic participation, sharper political contestation, or shifting voter priorities on the ground? Joining us to decode this story is noted political analyst Shekhar Iyer. A warm welcome to Spotlight, Shekhar.
Thank you, Rajesh. Thank you very much.
Shekhar, voter turnout in both West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has been notably high. What, in your view, are the primary drivers behind this surge in participation?
There are certain common factors concerning both Tamil Nadu as well as West Bengal. And there are certain unique factors concerning Tamil Nadu as well as West Bengal when it comes to this huge participation by voters. Now, in the case of Tamil Nadu, there has been an addition of 14.6 lakh first-time voters. This is a huge number. And this number itself has seen Gen Z coming out in large number, enthused by the developing political situation in Tamil Nadu, which has seen the entry of a very, very popular actor, Joseph Vijay, who launched his own party called the Tamil Vetri Kazhagam or TVK, which has, completely altered the dynamics of the politics in Tamil Nadu in the run-up to this election. That's one. And number two, the fact that in Tamil Nadu, there are 10 lakh more women voters compared to men has also added the certain degree of intense participation by women. And fourthly, in Tamil Nadu, there have been certain women-specific or centric issues that has been at the talking point or the derivative in this current campaign. That includes women's security, special schemes for women, as well as educational facilities, and for the betterment of women folk in general. This has been a talking point because all the manifestos have mentioned this. Therefore, a great participation of women voters. Now, in addition to all these things, the exercise called the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rules, that has completely brought about an voter awareness of their democratic right, as well as in certain sections some apprehension that if they do not go out and vote, either their votes could be stolen or they could be prevented from voting in the future elections. Though these fears may have been unfounded in as far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, but definitely this was also a factor. And a lot of young people particularly felt this is one election where you have the incumbent DMK-led alliance. On the opposition side, you have an NDA alliance led by the AIADMK. And this third factor by the actor Vijay, who has been drawing huge crowds, though his party is only 2 years old, has added to this extreme excitement among voters to participate in the process.
So the way you're telling me, Shekhar, it seems Vijay is a big crowd puller, and particularly amongst the Gen Z. So his win is kind of confirmed, it seems.
The more than his victory, the big question today in Tamil Nadu is after such a huge participation, everybody is asking this question, this huge turnout, whom is it going to benefit and whom is it going to affect? Particularly the performance of this new party called TVK, which is an unknown entity. Will it end up cutting the votes of the DMK-led front, the ruling front, which has been in power for the last 5 years? Or will it also affect the opposition? Though Vijay has been targeting the DMK leadership for its kind of governance it has given in the last 5 years. So we do not know which side is going to be affected or not affected, but definitely he has arrived on the scene as a disruptor. Along with that, he has brought a lot of enthusiasm of his young people who are more of his cinematic fans than actual voters. But they do see the manner in which the certain events have taken place. First, the Karoo tragedy, where his attempt at public interaction saw a stampede occurring, where there were accusations and counter-accusations. Finally, Supreme Court intervened, and Supreme Court ordered a CBI into the stampede in which 41 people were killed. So there is a lot of factors at work. So that is why we are seeing after the election, everybody is claiming victory. But definitely one thing is clear, that with the arrival of a third force or a third participant, it could end up cutting votes off either of these fronts.
So do you see this, Shekhar, high turnout as a sign of strengthened democratic engagement, or is it more a reflection of heightened political polarization?
No, I see both the factors at work, Rajeshji, because this SIR exercise by itself has suddenly made people realize that their vote cannot be taken for granted. The fact that there was Shuddhikaran or a purification exercise by way of removing all the voters who are past dead and gone, as well as removing voters who no longer live in the constituency, who are no longer permanent residents, as well as, you know, a kind of general exercise that has seen, which involved, you know, certain people being asked to submit documents, made them realize that this right is a very precious right. And they have to guard it because they don't want anybody else to steal their vote. Because previously what used to happen is there were numerous instances where people would land up in the polling booths and be told that their vote had already been cast. Of course, this is a big factor in West Bengal. But in Tamil Nadu also, this big factor where people felt if they have the voter card and if they have been verified under the SIR, they should must definitely go and vote. Notwithstanding the inclement weather, it was very hot in Tamil Nadu on the day of polling. But despite that, people felt they have to exercise their franchise. Also, one more thing, Rajeshji, because this SIR removed a lot of voters who were on the rolls but did not exist or should not be there on the rolls, they got removed. So the total number of voters have shrunk. So from the total number of voters who have shrunk, the participation among them has been higher. That's why you see a higher percentage, both in Bengal as well as in Tamil Nadu.
So Tamil Nadu is known, Shekhar, for strong party loyalties. Did welfare politics and regional identity influence voter enthusiasm, other than, of course, what you mentioned about actor Vijay's factor being there?
No, you see, what has happened, this election is an election about the claims being made by the ruling, the DMK combined led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, about the so-called Dravidian model. Dravidian model of governance has been portrayed as a unique model, but it is nothing but a social welfare model, which has, you know, most state governments do it today. At the same time, this election has been a lot about competitive populism. If one front is announcing 1,000 rupees for women, the other front has announced 2,000 rupees. And some have promised to make it 3,000 rupees as a kind of a monthly handout to women. So similarly, both the parties, both the combinations have come up with various, you know, welfare schemes, welfare promises. And some people have announced, like for instance, the ADIDMK has announced 8,000 rupees to buy a fridge or fridge itself. And whereas the DMK has come with a coupon for 8,000 rupees, you can buy a fridge or anything. So it's large about how voters will benefit if they give them a chance. That is one side. The other side is DMK has gone to this election as if it is a battle between Tamil Nadu and New Delhi. In the sense, as if there is a big long-standing duel going on between center and the state government. So, which has been, you know, countered by the other parties, including Vijay's party, saying that this election is about the next government of Tamil Nadu and seeking answers from the incumbent DMK as to what kind of services they have provided, what kind of governance they have delivered.
So let's move our attention to West Bengal now, which, on the other hand, compared to Tamil Nadu, has a history of politically charged elections. Did that legacy play a role in mobilizing voters this time?
Rajeshji, West Bengal always had a high turnout of voters, no doubt. You know, it is always close to 74% in that range. But this time it has crossed and touched 92%. So which is a very unusual number and a very high number. Again, the reasons are, I would say, 1, 2, 3. The first reason is a lot of attention and focus have been generated by controversy surrounding the special intensive revision in West Bengal. Initially, it was opposed by the Mamata government. She even went to the court. She herself appeared before the Supreme Court. Anxiety, I must say, amongst large sections of voters, they felt that if we have made it to the list, we better go and vote. That's a very big thing. With the fear that if we don't go and vote, somebody will go and vote, or we may lose that right to vote. Some of this fear has come, how unfounded it may sound. The second thing, Rajeshji, very important in West Bengal, we must compliment the Election Commission for this. They have ensured that every voter can come out and vote to whichever party they feel like. Because the fear of violence during election, during voting, has kept many voters away in the previous occasions. And this has happened during the left rule for more than 3 decades. And subsequently, after Mamata came to power in 2011 also, This fear has been a great inhibiting factor, preventing voters to come out from their houses. But this time, Election Commission went in for a complete overhaul of the police system. They transferred the DGP, Commissioner, Superintendent of Police, so that there is no allegiance to the outgoing government and everybody is able to act in a free and fair manner. So the deployment of central paramilitary forces, particularly the CRPF, in many places ensured voters felt that they could safely go and vote. Because previously what used to happen was, in areas where the ruling combined or the dominant political force felt that they were not sure of victory, or they felt that villagers might turn up against them, in those places they used to cause violence to prevent those voters from coming. But this time, adequate presence of paramilitary forces ensured, along with, one must say, the state police, also because of the change in the helm of affairs, has seen that police presence played a great role in voters being assured that they could safely vote. That is one. Number two, Election Commission also decided that since West Bengal is known for not just pre-poll violence or poll violence or post-poll violence, they have decided at least 500 companies of paramilitary forces are going to remain, stay put in Bengal even after the elections. This is also a way of conveying to people that they would not be targeted for voting. There have been numerous instances, Rajeshji, in West Bengal, we have seen in the last three decades, where people were targeted for voting for an opposition party or for a political combine, which is not a dominant force there. Even this time, you saw opposition candidates being targeted, some of them being attacked, their cars being smashed. But overall, if you see one thing, as Election Commission said, this is the first time in West Bengal there has been no order for re-polling.
I'd read two, three things that you mentioned, Shekhar. One about Election Commission's efforts. I can contribute that to the large voter awareness campaigns that Election Commission took up. And to a very large extent, as you said in the beginning of the program, the SIR also helped people realize how important is their vote. So did social media and digital outreach play a decisive role in energizing urban and semi-urban voters?
Definitely. You know, even all established parties, apart from their door-to-door campaigns and rallies, have been depending on social media to reach out to particularly the first-generation voters, and as well as to other voters who belong to the youth, you know, who are more, they keep up to date with not just the news, but also on the social media campaigns of political parties. And all the parties have spent a lot of money and a lot of focus these campaigns, and they have also played a big part. Definitely, no doubt about it. And along with the fact that people have begun to realize that this elections, particularly assembly elections, you know, directly affects the quality of governance that will come for the next 5 years. People have realized that the vote makes a difference. So the cynicism which we saw previously, no matter whomever for we vote, the same party will come, the rule will continue, no change is possible, nobody is held accountable. This mood is changing among youth and also among women.
Okay.
They have also realized that this power we have, this right we have, is a very important right. We cannot take it for granted and we should not take our right for granted.
Okay, how should political parties interpret this high turnout? Does it signal approval of incumbents or a desire for change?
Well, Ajayji, what has happened is, ever since these figures have, in fact, excited everyone, all the formations in Tamil Nadu as well as in West Bengal are claiming success. They are saying higher turnout is for us. Because in Tamil Nadu also, we have seen higher turnouts have changed governments, higher turnouts have also ensured continuity. This has happened previously also. In West Bengal also, we have heard from both the opposition BJP leaders, Prime Minister himself gave a statement saying that this huge turnout is signaling change, but it has been matched by West Bengal CM. Mamata Banerjee also claiming that this is an election that shows we are back. So one can see that the huge numbers are being interpreted by both sides, both the opposition and the ruling, in both the states as something that is favorable to them.
Okay. So as we wrap up, one thing is clear. High voter turnout is never just a number. It reflects sentiment, stakes, and the evolving relationship between citizens and democracy. My special thanks to Shekhar Iyer for his insights on this special issue. Thank you, Shekhar.
Thanks very much, Rajesh.
That's all we have in this edition of Spotlight. I'm Rajesh Lake. Thanks for being with us. And if you'd like to listen to this program again, then you can do so on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.